Wunderbar, schön sind wir wieder da für diesen letzten Outro mit der Five drauf Workshop-Ergebnisse. Wir haben einiges gehackt diesen Tag und die letzten zwei, drei Tage habe ich auch mein Bestes gemacht, nochmal Informationen zu dem Thema Flöten zu geben. I will say this in English just like the other time as well. We had a great time during the workshop in today on working on flutes and hacking simple things like a hole in something to blow on it to see if there's any sound inside. So, and I prepared some flutes on the internet, on the website, people could download it. I thought we would have some 3D printing going on, and actually I noticed myself that it was very short time to actually make a new flute. I printed one that is a completely new nightly build design, but unfortunately due to the very little limited time, I couldn't print it in the right size. So it might work in the right size, but this is too small. I figured that out. I want to introduce Gandalf. He's the one that participated here in the Bitwäscherei. Also here in the Bitwäscherei haben wir heute mit live mit Gandalf diesen Workshop durchgeführt. Da werden wir also nachher gleich Ergebnisse zeigen. Ich würde nur noch gerade erzählen, dass ich das zu klein gedrückt habe, mangels Zeit, weshalb ich nicht weiß, ob mein eigenes Ergebnis jetzt was geworden ist oder nicht. Ich muss es nochmal größer drucken. Vielleicht funktioniert dann wieder eine Pfeife, die ähnlich wie diese Pfeife funktioniert, wo dann ein extra Luftkanal das Wasser beeinflusst. Das ist diese Flöte, die jetzt als Ausgangslage auch gedient hat. Aber wir sind eigentlich dazu gekommen, um alles zu einer Flöte zu machen. Es ist egal, wie es aussieht, was es kann. Es soll nur vielleicht ein bisschen Resonance Body haben. Ich zeige gleich noch ein anderes Ergebnis. Das hat jetzt sehr gut getönt. Das tönt weniger gut, wenn ich da Wasser rauslasse. Zum Beispiel kurz hier rein. Kann man noch kurz den Echtheitsgehalt überprüfen. Ja, geht auch noch. Wenn ich jetzt noch ein bisschen rausnehme. Du, das sind die Flöte, die kann ich nachher auch gerne noch spielen, weil wir machen ja Performance und kein Workshop. Der Ton sinkt langsam. Und dann kriegen wir gleich einen Punkt, wo der kaum noch hörbar ist. Auf einmal ist dieser schöne Resonanzkörper weg. Ja, der bleibt noch relativ gut. Gut, ich lüge. Also, this is not exactly the experiment I wanted to do. But I'm going to go over to Gandalf, who did the right workshop today. He hacked a beautiful instrument, and I'm going to leave him telling and explaining it by himself, if you don't mind.
Thank you. This, yeah, brilliant workshop. I enjoyed it. Before I get into that part, I was wondering about this one. So you said you didn't have the time to print it at the proper scale. So have you even tried it?
Or? Yes, I will try it for you another time, but it is actually...
I was worried because the resonance body is going to change, affect the frequency basically. So you might end up with a frequency like 30 kilohertz, which is not beyond our audible...
Could be possible, yeah.
But dogs, you could still call a dog with it.
Maybe, let's see if a dog appears right now when I whistle this one. Or a chicken.
What's the audible length of the collar?
Okay, yeah, that's annoying.
Thank you.
It is working a bit, but
so it's
you see the dogs are coming in.
Right. About the workshop we just had, which happened in this in the workshop behind this wall, basically. I would like to give a bit of the theoretical the underlying theory that Charles were talking, which is also like so it's. It gets complicated really quickly because we're talking fluid dynamics, But I'll show you the beautiful drawing that Casper made for me. And let's have a look what we can see. So over here, oh, it's all twisted. So this is basically what you need in order to create a whistling noise. Is you have a laminar flow of air, which is just the air flowing nicely, gently, not evident. You make that move across a sharp edge, which you see somewhere here. There's a sharp edge where you blow over, which separates the airflow into two flows, and you see these little vortexes, which is the turbulence you cause by splitting the air from a laminar into a turbulent flow. And the size of the vortex, the size of this turbulence, basically is an oscillation that creates a pressure wave, which is, if it's in the right range of the acoustic spectrum, is audible to human beings. Is that how it works?
I was exactly underlining it by experimentation, and I tried to follow a sound that creates the understanding of this.
Because it's all invisible. Wind and the vortex and the sound is, in this sense, totally invisible. So also that's what I think you noticed in the workshop as well. It's really hard to basically see this invisible thing hitting that edge and let it imagine to fluctuate with 50 hertz or more in this sense.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a fluid. It's the funny thing is, like, I'm into paragliding, so I'm mm-hmm. quite familiar with flying in this medium, which is a liquid, really.
Yeah,
it behaves like a liquid, so it's all fluid mechanics, which gets super complicated very, very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I would love to make underwater flutes that do the same with water. Yeah. Basically, I'm on the edge of discovering how to make a flute that sounds underwater. Yeah.
The water is not compressible. I mean, that's going to have a huge effect.
It's going to have we have a lot of ships having their propulsion in the water that there's something like that, an edge through the water. Yeah.
No, but that's because when the blade goes supersonic, it creates turns the gas. No. Are you talking about propellers of ships?
Well, I'm thinking of how to make a flute underwater. So we said air is
underlying the laws of fluid dynamics. And then what would happen? How big should a flute be when you put it underwater to have a similar creation of a frequency that would be audible?
Maybe in a different medium.
Yeah, in a different medium. Yeah.
It's
so
heavy mechanics, it's much more dense.
I need to figure that out. Maybe we invent a diamond whistle for this. Why not to cut the water in the right way? So
nothing wrong with that.
So, yeah.
Sure. Shall I maybe show what I've been?
Please, your design is a fabulous piece.
Yeah, thank you so much.
A fabulous piece of psychological
seduction. I do have to
say,
I will not spoil anything.
Okay, I want to now present the work of my workshop. So I got this device off the Chinese AliExpress. It's like a handheld device. It's got some batteries in it. It's got a button for LED. It's got another button for something else. And it had a cavity about this with these batteries, electronics, the coil and stuff in there, some circuitry. And you've got a cavity about here. So Casper was like, and Casper was pitching his workshop, and I was like, so I've got a ball pen and this thing that I'm currently looking at. And he was like, yeah, it's good enough. This is going to be yours. So we basically, yeah. And then for the sizing of this cavity, and this is where your experience comes in. Apparently you need for this, so the way this is your edge that you need to blow air onto, like a hard flow of air onto the edge. And the distance, and I guess this will define the frequency, maybe. Why do we need then 2 centimeters?
You need that similar airflow.
To get it laminar.
The idea
is to have the air as laminar as possible here and as turbulent as possible afterwards.
Exactly.
Lock it up as hard as you can.
Yes, then you can.
All right. So this is what I attempted to do basically by drilling into this plastic tube underneath. I gaudified it because it's prettier that way. So basically we figured we're going to turn this part here into an edge by drilling around like this, like this angle, right? The right angle that we need, that the master told me. How many degrees is that? Anyways, what's the recommended sharp as possible depending on the material?
So through air.
We could try to add a, because it's not, to be honest, it's not fully working right now. So we're in the process of getting it to work for the audible whistling part, I can show you. So I've got, the way I, because it's my first flute instrument, basically, I decided I want a modular design where I can play with different mouthpieces.
COVID proof.
So this is, yeah, also for safety reasons, obviously. So this is a mouthpiece which has a large entry and a small exit, or the other way around. So if you want to
prepare,
you create, so if you blow in here, it will, a faster flow will come out here because of Venturi effect, which accelerates the
whatsoever. And
you do it the other way around, you'll slow your flow down.
Yeah.
So let's try. So I will now, the thing is, if I look right here through my device, I can just barely see the edge that I'm trying to hit. So this is the direction that my air needs to take. So now I can even see the edge through this device. Now let's see. So this is not working very well. What you heard was something else in the room. Let's try. So I made a bigger mouthpiece with a, which still accelerates the flow, but has a bit of a broader exit. Let's see how that works. Put it straight in line on the edge. Still no joy.
No.
So I'll take a straight pipe now. I just go like one-to-one translation on my flock. But the thing is, I will hit my walls, which are hot glue, which are a mess of hot glue. They definitely could mess up my flock. So I don't think this is going to work either, and that's about as good as it's going to get for now with my demo.
Oh.
Okay, so what I've been thinking is either my edge isn't sharp enough. So if I, well, once I dremeled it, it was all molten and messed up. So I've been sharpening it a bit with it. They cut it, so I'll try to sharpen it a bit more, and then I'll think I'll have to play with the distance, and I think the canal isn't properly pretty good, so also maybe first I'll start by dremeling the canal a bit bigger in order to have less obstruction within my, this is the cavity or acoustic cavity, or the echo chamber basically, right? Is this called an echo chamber, the thing that I'm building inside my,
it's a resonance body,
basically. All right, so I'll try to broaden my resonance body up because I've got a mess of hot glue in there.
Piece, yeah.
Maybe that will do. Because I can't reach it with any instrument. It's dark, solid, with more power, more better. Microscope. This would be a brilliant use case for a USB microscope. So you can actually, so you can look at the very, very detailed inside view of your. Where's my hole now? Yeah. So I need to clean up a bit more with this ball pen device, which is, you find that in pens. It's good for pipe debugging, we found out. So whenever you have some hot glue stuck in your pipe, you can try to just force your way through it with a bit of
much.
But it's with mechanics, you never know.
I'm way too high now. What do you think my frequency is, if there was a frequency at this point?
I think there's a workable way to push the button to get it anyway sounding.
It actually works better if I blow in here, which is a bit
disappointing.
There's a pan flute, the player flute, what's that called?
Yeah, you hit another.
What's the image rate for player flute? It's got a super record or something now.
I also know what you mean, but I forgot the word.
It's a weird one.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe somebody can put it in the chat.
So what else have we got? Anything? I'm kind of sad about my pipe not working yet, so I'll try to destroy something else in the meantime.
I'll work on it after you have a year time now to work on it. And we see each other next year on the same workshop in this sense.
Well, I think I've got this data structure. It's a visualization of a data structure by Tracy Posca. You saw her presentation earlier yesterday or something. So the sociologist, data scientist, healthy aging, generative accumulation resources, one of her topics. And she does these 3D prints of her data models, which I think might make for a good pipe. Maybe anything can make for a good pipe, according to the map.
Anything can work. Even this way is here.
So getting into, I think there's going to be a cooling honeycomb structure inside, which is usually your slicing program does for you. Let's just have a look. Please look inside of the data structure. It's hard to worry about hurting myself, so I'm just going to use the right tool for the job, which might be a side cutter in this case. Yeah. Turns out it's a Dremel. Inside the data structure now, I can feel the various layers of honeycomb. So to broaden the access to the data structure a bit to get a better view. Yeah, looking good. So we've got a first glimpse at the data here. Maybe just prettify the edge a bit. There you go. Fuck knows what that is. It's a bit messed up by the Dremel, because the Dremel, the way I write, if I write it too quickly, it tends to melt the PLA a bit, so everything is a bit. Would you like to have a look at the data structure?
I think
what we can do from an acoustics point of view about this.
I think you should hit it all the way through and get the same edge right here and cut off the top of the data.
Yes.
And then blow through it.
Alright, let's cut the top off first.
Yeah, I would say
make it with the Dremel.
Why?
Or with the, as you like it. Come on, do it with the cutter. It's all working.
It's a cleaner cut if I just go like.
It's a modeler world.
Alright, we got the top off. Let's get further into the back. Aha, no, wait. And you say, so our edge, this is important because we need to design our.
Yeah, I think you have this prototype design from earlier.
Ah. Yeah, but that's an easy one, because you basically got a pipe, you just need to do this cut.
Exactly, but this is a pipe, if you look at it, it's a pipe.
So how is this
you want me to do
now?
This is a swing one. to swing it around. Yeah, be careful. Yeah,
there's more. I might want to hold on to it because I'm going at high velocity. Yeah. Is this going to hold?
I hope so.
How many G?
It's 4G, 5G this time. What's your head? What's your arm?
Maybe
it's
better.
It's hurting. I hit already my knee with it for.
I don't have much space. I would like a
walking like a limp.
I would like a 3 meter diameter, which might make it easier.
Definitely,
space.
But then you have to do it somewhere else.
No, I can't do it. Do
you want to try this one?
Can you play this?
Yeah, I can play this one.
Too scared.
Yeah. Oh, actually, this one is also a very nice one.
That looks like the one for me.
Let's try it this way. We can also swing it.
What
this
are these
way.
Called? Swingy sound.
I call them omniflutes.
I just broke the. You could have told me that the lanyard
that is a bit of a
safety feature. Before your wrist goes, the lanyard.
I'm not of the safety type of guy. Yes. I'm more of the risk.
Well, I think I've got a good one here.
Exactly.
Ooh, it's nice because it oscillates around its axis and then you get different. Ooh, what's a pretty noise you can hear the whistle. Oh, that's good stuff. Let me get another one. Not the dog one.
Oh, you want this one? If you
I
want
really like the water one. Well, I'd like
one,
two,
one.
One,
yeah,
two, one. One, two.
The one you like. One to fraternal.
One to blown, one to lassie.
Let me do this one, and you take the other one. Or you want to have this one, and then take the other one.
I can't really take mine, because that's not going to work.
That one is to suck and blow.
That looks nice and organic. Is this easy to play?
It's not that easy. Actually, no, you have to, I think
challenge
this one,
accepted.
This one, or that one, yeah, that one is the place. Yeah, you have to put your mouth
challenge
over
failed.
It.
Which one that one?
No, this one is really easy.
Yeah, it's
pretty
good.
So,
let's try this. Oh, moisture, hot glue.
Everything working here.
That's all right, I just got a. Very moist, so it's slippery.
Yeah,
let me just get into position for the.
So you hear the big talk.
I'll be with you in 20 seconds.
I will try to get the baston.
Is this our like finishing performance then?
Yes, yes. This is the end.
What's
closing,
the how many minutes?
Closing in. Coming by.
Should I have brought my karaoke mic?
The one you feel comfortable with.
Yes, smart.
You can also make a knot in that thing if you like, eh?
It's probably safer, otherwise it might fly.
As you prefer.
Off at some point.
It's anyway, seven
what are we
minutes.
Playing?
We are 7 minutes playing.
Beethoven.
Exactly. Beethoven for purists.
The fourth, I guess.
The flute concert, right?
I've got the. Okay.
Let's
I think everybody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We definitely know what we're doing. Yeah. Enjoy.
Thank you.
that's been fixed to fucking operate in place.
Coming, and I see you next time on this beautiful congress happening right online.
Have a good afternoon, you three.